This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
We are here today with Brad Strickland, Senior Advisor on Education and Health, the American Institutes of Research in Washington, D.C. He's about to present on gender and education and health at the Gender Linkages Conference at CSIS. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Emily.
If you could just tell our listeners a little about why do we need to think about education, gender, and health all in the same conversation?
Well, of course, the high number of HIV infections among women are the most startling reality that anyone working on education, health, HIV, AIDS has to confront. And when you look specifically, since I'm focusing on the education sector, at the high rate of infections in the 15 to 24 age group, over 45% of new infections are in that group. It's schools, and half of our audience is for prevention education are girls. It's critical to reach them for broad community outreach.
You're going to speak today about the Changes 2 project in Zambia. Can you let us know a little bit about that project and if it could be replicated in other settings?
Community health and nutrition gender education support. It's a school health and nutrition program that USAID funded in Zambia for 5 years, from 2005, actually 4.5 years to 2009. And its primary objectives were, within the ongoing education reform in Zambia, this is an education sector program, to strengthen education, quality of education, but also to provide HIV/AIDS prevention education training to teachers, to students, community outreach using schools as community centers, and the broad goals are exactly what the theme, our keynote, Ambassador Goosby, just spoke about, the importance of reaching teachers for reaching broader communities. That's exactly what that program is doing, and that's why I'm talking about this today.
That's wonderful. A lot of these lectures today are talking about woman-centered approaches, girl-centered approaches. How can we involve men more in this conversation?
Well, for those of us working in the education sector, it's kind of a no-brainer. When you target a cadre of teachers and try to put HIV prevention training into an education system, you're targeting all teachers. And it's still, in Zambia, you have gender parity in the education system, which is where Changes 2 took place. But in many countries, that's it's often the case. It's not always the case, though. Often you find gender disparity in the teaching corps. But for, say, in the case of Zambia, where you do have large representation of men teachers in the teaching workforce, education workforce, building it into the ongoing teacher professional development system means that you've got a sustained, broad, and comprehensive way to deliver curriculum awareness and training to adults who are interacting with youth. And you are reaching men as well as women. It's creating avenues for open discussion between men and women, both.
So what's next after Changes 2? Will you try to expand this program across Zambia or move into other countries?
That's a really interesting question. Under the previous PEPFAR structure, it was just recently refunded within the last year or so, the previous PEPFAR funding, Zambia Changes 2, USAID's work with the Ministry of Education was considered the model for wraparound activities or cross-sectoral linkages between PEPFAR, HIV and AIDS, and other sectors. And in the education sector, well, it was certainly considered the model for the education sector, and it was touted as such. It's been very difficult for other missions to replicate that model, I think largely because the mission staff aren't looking for the opportunity to do that. It did require the USAID and PEPFAR staff in Zambia seeking out that opportunity to do this work in the education sector and looking for what you could do with PEPFAR funding as opposed to focusing on what one shouldn't do or can't do by the legislation itself that authorizes the funding. The messages and the lessons of the Changes 2 program are documented. They're best lessons that are available to everyone. I think people are very well aware. I always make sure I tell the story of that program and how it worked, how mechanically it worked, because it's a little complex. People do need to be cognizant of what you look for. But I also serve on the interagency task team that UNAIDS authorizes UNESCO to conduct on behalf of UNAIDS, the interagency task team on HIV/AIDS in education, and my mandate there is to help ministries of education, our entire that task force, the mandate is to help ministries of education mainstream HIV and AIDS into the education system. So this is but one model for replicating HIV services, education support within the education system, and we certainly look for opportunities to do that.
Thank you for listening. For more information about the linkages between gender, AIDS, and development, please visit www.smartglobalhealth.org.